Gerald, you were talking about the mystery trend, what sounds like food shortages all around this planet.
Food shortages and food opportunities. And but one of the things I was also talking about is this new legislation, this Senate Bill 510. And what it's going to do, it's going to impose draconian regulations that are going to be enforced on, once again, the smaller farmer, the working people, the entrepreneur. Because here, let's get this straight. We just saw what happened this past year with a half a billion, that's with a B, eggs that were recalled from that Iowa so-called farm, you know, how the chicken coop concentration camp. And you know how many times the FDA was out there in the last year? How about none?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So what they're going to do, because the way things go right now, is you have this revolving door of industry into government and government into industry. So the big guys are given the free ride or loopholes that they can get through. And also this legislation, it does nothing to control poultry or meat. And, of course, those are the big processors. So what this is going to do is put another nail in the coffin of the family farmer. Because when you read the regulations and see the companies, by the way, that were behind supporting this legislation, you can see where it's going. Some of them, for example, the snack food industry, Kraft, it's all of the agribusiness, ConAgra and others, that are behind it. So we're going to start seeing a lot of action in this field. Having said that, however, the demand for clean foods is going to be huge, and not only in the U.S., they're just even having now, as we're speaking, a huge egg recall in Germany. So worldwide, a high, high demand level of quality food. And by the way, that's the business to get in at every level, is quality. Less is more. And that's what America used to be known for. It's high quality, not its bottom line thinking.
Okay, let's go to the calls. We'll go to Tom and Mount Clemens, Michigan, first-time caller. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Do you remember during the Balkan Wars when the United States bombed the Chinese embassy in Belgrade?
I do.
They kept playing back how, you know, Bill Clinton said, I apologize. And the scuttlebutt was he was showing that the United States was still in control because the Chinese premier had just recently been to Washington, and they were all saying it looked like Clinton was kowtowing to him, and they were like putting some heat on him. Is there any truth to that?
There may well be truth to it. You know, you can never say, you know, they'll play any kind of games they want. But here's the deal. The Chinese are going to kowtow to no one anymore, particularly, as I said, when you look at their new missile defense systems and their new stealth aircraft. And the size of their army, and let's call it what it is. You know, the American military right now is just another branch of the government in the sense of their inability to do anything properly. This was a military that once defeated the Germans, you know, in World War II in these atrocious battles and Japan in the South Pacific, and they can't win in Afghanistan or Iraq, you know. So, no, China, nobody's going to tell China what to do. That's the bottom line.
All right. Next up, we go to Bill in South Carolina, east of the Rockies. Hey, Bill, your turn.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I just wonder if anyone, I'm thinking the same things along the line as your guest and your previous guest, except for several things I disagreed with her. Such as why can't we all get along? I mean, the planes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon in Pennsylvania should pretty much explain that. Is there a website, or should someone create a website, which I'm considering doing, starting off with land donation in case of an emergency in one part of the country, that people from another part of the country could go to that you can farm on and has flowing water, and then other people volunteer to go to that site and volunteer their services and be allowed in after a interrogation of some sort by a professional of some sort, hopefully, that will volunteer. And in other words, set up a society, several, I would think, around the country, depending on where some sort of anarchy may occur.
Hmm.
Am I making sense? I'm not sure if I'm explaining myself clearly.
Well, you know, those kind of things are huge undertakings. And you know, these intentional communities, you know, they sound good on paper, but in practice things work very differently in trying to get people to agree to many different things. But on the survival note, you know, the preppers are out there doing that now. There are a lot of people out there that are planning for the worst to happen, to bring a whole section of the country over to some place or community. And that's a huge undertaking.
Most of the secure sites that are being built as we speak are for the people that have the money to go to live in. And most people cannot afford to build an underground bunker. So I'm talking about a simple place with some farmland and some flowing water. And my brother suggested to me that it should be all people that you know to begin with, but you need virtually everyone, including law enforcement, fire departments, you know, everything that we now have in our cities to participate in I know it's a huge undertaking, but it would be something, I think, to consider for people to survive and just call it surviving together or something like that on a website.
Well, again, you know, if you have the energy to do it, it is a huge undertaking, and good luck to you. Wait, look, you know, you have nothing to lose by trying.
What have you heard about FEMA camps? Anything, Gerald?
Well, you know, the same thing I guess that everyone hears, and that, you know, the information seems to be real, and then it seems to be sketchy. So, you know, I'm just not 100% sure. But I do know that, again, going back to what we were talking about before, when we see what they're doing with Homeland Security and telling people to rat out their neighbors, I think they're preparing for a breakdown of society. Because even they, I mean, look at the Obama administration. Remember Larry Summers, the head of the economic czar they had there?
Right.
Remember, you can never say his name without calling him the brilliant Larry Summers. Well, the brilliant Larry Summers jumped ship. And then who was his other number two economic advisor? Christina Roma. That Obama rat jumped ship. And who was the third economic advisor there that was the top guy? Erzag. Where did he go? He jumped ship. And Rahm Emanuel, he jumped ship. So I believe that they know that there's no salvaging this economy. Things are going to get out of control, and they will do, and they're planning now. And it was, again, by the statements, you know, by their deeds you shall know them, that they're preparing the people, they're making plans to keep the people under control.